Let's see. I worked with Chris Brown, Tyrese, Tank, Tony Braxton, Ruben Studdard, Fantasia, Omarion,
Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight, Mary J. Blige, Monica, Brandy, so a lot of people. Most of the R&B acts that you've heard of, Bobby Valentino, Avant, Music Soul Child, it's a lot of them I've worked with over the past 10 years.
Okay. In our final minutes, let's talk about your project from now on. There's a song called Get Down. Let's talk about Get Down.
Get down is a call. It's a call to prayer and humility. To put it simply, we have a understanding that it's important to have a prayer life, and that prayer life gets us into oneness with God. And when our challenges come, and they're going to come, we are not immune to them. The best thing, the most fruitful thing to do is to be able to get down on your knees or to have an attitude or bowed heart that says, you know, God, I need you more than ever before. I can't do this on my own. I need your help. And to live a life of humility, you have to be humble in order to say that. You have to live a life of humility in order to come to a place where you say, oh, you know, I'm poor in spirit. I really need God. It's not just the want. I need him too, but I want him as well.
How about Best Man?
Best Man is really self-explanatory. We want to be the best man that we can possibly be, and that, you know, trying to pattern ourselves after Christ. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand with Like Him, another song on the record. Whatever we put our hands to, which, you know, we know are ultimately things that God has allowed us to experience and gifts that he's given us. We want to be the best at that, you know, being good stewards over the gift that he's given us, being good stewards over our families, over our, you know, over just in life in general, trying to be the best that you can possibly be.
Is there a favorite song on that project from now on that you particularly like?
It varies. It varies because some days it's Can You Hear Me? You know, we're in a, you know, kind of feeling, you know, worship type attitude. Or, you know, some days it's I'm Just Saying, when you want to just kind of let it all go and let your hair down, even though we don't really let our hair down, but just kind of let it all go. From Now On, it's like a feel good song. You just roll with it, you know. It just varies, you know.
I will say this: there's a song for whatever mood you're in, and like I've been getting hits from people on Facebook and Twitter. Like the first day they listened to the CD, it was one song, and then a couple days later, they're saying, "Oh, I think such and such is my favorite song now." So it's hard to pick a favorite, you know, and I'm the same way, because I listen to it probably every day, and I just let it roll, but it's from top to bottom.
Finally, why should young folks or people at Young at Heart, why should they pick up Dawkins and Dawkins From Now On?
That's a good question. I believe they should pick it up because really, there's a lot of music, a lot of stuff that's out right now. And one of our, you know, I hope this is not misunderstood when I say this, but one of our songs is called Ordinary, and the first lyric is everyone trying to be different like everybody else, and that is kind of the, kind of the feel that you get from a lot of the music. And I'm talking, you know, whether it be mainstream, whether it be gospel, but a lot of things, a lot of people are just trying to be different, but they end up sounding like everybody else. And, you know, saying the same things and, you know, that kind of thing. And I feel like what God has given us, and it's not us, you know, I feel like what God has given us and what he's saying through us, it is something that is going to be an evangelistic tool, so to speak, where people can have this to, you know, to present or to help get their foot in the door with people that are not living and not following Jesus, and introduce them to Jesus and then walk with them along the way. And these songs are life songs. They speak to us anywhere we are, whether you're young, whether you're older, you know, middle-aged, wherever you are, there's something on this project, honestly, I can say honestly, for everybody.
It's our guest, yeah. Dawkins and Dawkins, Anson and Eric. Fellas, it has been a blessing. I want to thank you for your time, and may God continue to bless you with your new project and everything you put your hands on.
Thank you for supporting us. Really appreciate it.
It's our guest, Dawkins and Dawkins, on Star 1310.